KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear skies and 40 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cascade Health System, Cascade Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. An Omaha police officer and a suspect involved in a shootout Wednesday afternoon have died. A statement from Omaha police said 29-year-old Kerry Orozco, a gang unit officer, was serving a warrant on the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force when she was shot. Orozco was the daughter of Ellen and the late Kevin Holtz of Walnut. Kerry attended Walnut High School, where she played basketball and volleyball. She graduated in 2004. She's the 25th officer and first female in the department to be killed in the line of duty. Orozco had been taken to Creighton University Medical Center in extremely critical condition after being shot at around 1 p.m. Wednesday near Reed Street and Martin Avenue in Omaha. Omaha police had responded to a help an officer call at 30th and Martin Avenue. Deputy Police Chief Dave Baker said officers were serving a felony arrest warrant at around 12:55 p.m. During the process of serving the warrant, shots were fired. Orozco and the suspect, 26-year-old Marcus D. Wheeler, were taken to Creighton Hospital in extremely critical condition with CPR in progress. Despite the efforts of the doctors at the hospital, both the officer and suspect died. Omaha Police Chief Todd Schmitterer said that Orozco was a 7-year veteran of the department and had worked in the gang unit since March of 2012. She had coached baseball since 2009 at the North Omaha Boys and Girls Club, volunteered with the Special Olympics, took in rescue dogs, mentored Girl Scouts, and frequently spoke at Girls Incorporated. She was sworn in as an Omaha police officer in May of 2008 in a class of 36. The former Kerry Holtz married Hector Orozco Lopez in April of 2011. Kerry Orozco had 2 stepchildren, 8-year-old Natalia and a stepson, Santiago, who is 6. She also had a newborn baby who was born February 17th, Olivia Ruth. Olivia was set to be released today from the neonatal intensive care unit at the Nebraska Medical Center. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man early this morning for failing to stop. Authorities say 25-year-old Brett Allen Quirey of Red Oak was charged with OWI first offense, speed by radar, failure to obey a stop sign, and failure to yield to an emergency vehicle following an incident during which he failed to stop for a Montgomery County Sheriff's deputy. Quirey was taken into custody at around 12:45 a.m. without further incident at 150th Street and F Avenue northwest of Red Oak. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held in $1,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies were assisted during the incident by officers with the Red Oak Police Department. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office was called to the scene of a hit-and-run motor vehicle accident with injuries Wednesday morning. The accident happened around 6:30 a.m. in the 1600 block of Highway 59. Officials said a car driven by Chadwick Sachow of Denison was northbound on Highway 59. At the same time, a Chevy Suburban driven by Efren Chavez Mendoza of Denison was traveling southbound. Sackow's car crossed the center line and struck the Suburban in the left rear corner panel. After the collision, Sackow continued northbound in an attempt to flee the scene. When his car became disabled in the 1700 block of Highway 59, Sackow fled on foot. Deputies of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office arrived on the scene, located Sackow a short distance away, and took him into custody. Sackow was uninjured in the accident. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with leaving the scene of a personal injury accident and driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. A passenger in the Chavez Mendoza vehicle, identified as 21-year-old Andy Armando Casanova of Denison, suffered minor injuries and was transported to Murtu Memorial Hospital by medevac ambulance. Personnel with the Westphalia Fire Department assisted the Shelby County Sheriff's Office at the accident scene. In the funeral announcements, Jeffrey J. Richter, age 52, of Atlantic, died Friday in Omaha. A funeral mass for Jeff Richter will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. John Greenlee, age 87, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for John Greenlee will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Sylvia Margaret Murphy, age 98, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for Margaret Murphy will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lloyd Lilly, age 74, who's formerly of Orient, died March 31st in Texas. Celebration of life services for Lloyd Lilly will be on Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. John Dielan, age 83, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. A massive Christian burial service for John Dielan will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Laverne Emil Wolfe, age 78, of Hancock, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Laverne Wolfe will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. John Camizzi, age 58, of Oakland, died May the 12th. The family and friends will gather for remembrances of John Camizzi on Saturday at the Vernon Bar and Grill in Cedar Rapids from 2 until 5 p.m. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the local arrangements. Charles Hicks, age 58, of Glenwood and formerly of Oakland and Council Bluffs, died Wednesday in Glenwood. Funeral services for Charles Hicks will be on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland Christian Church in Oakland. Recon V Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Kenneth Kramer, age 97, of Atlantic and formerly of Rural Lewis, died December 15th. Memorial services for Kenneth Kramer will be held June 4th at 3 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic with reception to follow. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Vera Beebe, age 99, of Avoca, died Saturday. A memorial service for Vera Beebe will be on June 19th at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Quanah Mae Warner, age 63, who's formerly of Adair, died Wednesday in Colorado. Services for Quanah Warner are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Winifred Mueller, age 100, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Urbandale. Services for Winifred Mueller are pending at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.